It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
There's the audio vault.
That's the audio vault.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are talking a little bit of hockey. We're talking tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't yet talked about Buzz's smashed toe.
Ouch.
He had a bad morning all around,
oh,
Mike.
Man.
Well, for those of you that have not followed the saga of Buzz Burbank, you might not be aware of the fact that during the course of Buzz's relationship with his lovely wife, Marcia, there have been a number of domestic situations.
Mishaps?
You know, Buzz tends to come in here with stories about Marcia falling off a ladder, or, you know, he's hurt his knuckle somehow, and we never really get into it. You know,
accident.
You, Rob, are very forthcoming with with your marital strife, and you talk about it quite liberally.
Beat the crap out of her.
But before we get to Buzz and his smashed toe, let's bring in our producer. And Buzz and I were discussing during the break. This woman she's very talented. She's very smart. Her work ethic is unquestionable. You cannot get a harder working individual.
That's true.
It approaches frightening,
but it is extremely difficult to extract information out of her in any way.
Guantanamo interrogators couldn't.
Yeah, she doesn't like to tell you. I mean, she sent a McDonald's application in. They never got back to her.
What's up?
That was 10 minutes of just going back and forth trying to figure out.
It's called conversation.
No, but I really want to know what is happening in your life. So you don't get the job at McDonald's.
No.
You end up at a hair salon.
Right.
And
well, but I was happy there.
You were happy doing
that. They said,
that.
We could use you. Mm-hmm. We're looking for someone.
Right.
And as soon as you find something full time.
This is where you got your hair cut?
Right.
Or you got your hair done?
Done. Did. I got my hair did there. And they said, as soon as you find something, you go.
Okay. You go, girl.
Right.
And you worked there for how long?
2.5 months.
2.5 months? Happy, blissful?
Yeah, but I mean, it just wasn't enough money.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get paid enough to make a living. And you wonder how people
do it.
Make ends meet. I mean, really, when you're talking about gasoline going up to,
they
said $5 a gallon this summer, you wonder how people are going to really do it.
That's why, you know, Morgan Spurlock, whatever his name is, he had that. Remember, he and his
30
wife,
days, yeah.
30 days, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they tried to survive on minimum wage.
So you go from the hair salon where you're having trouble making ends meet and you get a job selling houses.
No. I sell carpet first.
Oh, okay. How did the carpet sales work?
I really liked it.
You did that too?
Yeah.
Was that a lot more money?
It was all commission.
How do you get paid? What is the commission on like a carpet sale? Would you sell wall-to-wall or would you sell like oriental carpets?
I sold wall-to-wall. Uh-huh. I sold hardwoods.
Yeah.
I sold laminates.
Oh, yeah.
I sold ceramic tile.
Mm-hmm.
I sold window treatments.
Right.
Wow.
Whatever you needed to make that O'Mara mansion a little nicer.
When you were doing sales at your radio job,
never had a job in sales.
You never worked sales at your small radio station you worked at?
No.
Okay.
You went on sales calls, I'm sure.
No, not really.
Good
I tried
you.
Not to.
Yeah, good for you.
I was
you,
too
then.
Busy programming the
so
station
prior,
into the ground.
So prior to the job in the carpet factory, did you have any sales experience whatsoever?
No.
And you took to it.
Yeah, I loved it.
You took to it like a duck to water. Way to go, Beth Ann.
Selling carpet.
I think radio people are all just salespeople. What are we doing every day but selling ourselves?
ABC, Rob.
That's right. Always be closing.
Always be closing.
The thing was, I really liked the product. The downside was.
That sounds like a commercial.
I know.
Though.
The downside was.
I really believed in the product.
I
like carpet.
Because you would have all your samples in your car.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, for the guy that I met in the hallway from Heineken. I was not lying to you. I really do like your product.
It's true. It's true.
You can you can back me up on
I've
that
seen
one.
It happen.
I just finished a 5-liter keg of Heineken yesterday evening.
Really?
Yeah, it took a few days.
I didn't know that you'd switch brands, Mr. Becks.
It was a gift.
Really?
It was delicious.
Is that the kind like that you buy in the grocery store?
Yeah, and it was good. And
it
squirts out. Robert loved it. Fun to serve it.
You know who could sell that to you?
Who?
Beth Ann McBride.
That's right.
With carpet.
So you sold window treatments as well?
That scared me.
What kind of store was this? Was this a national chain?
It's a pretty big chain based out of Chicago, and you work as a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really an employee of theirs. You have to create your own company. You are your own company.
You worked out of your house?
I worked out of my car, Mike.
Really?
Did your company have a name?
Empire Today.
No, I meant your company.
Oh, yeah. House Proud, Inc.
House Proud.
House
I like
Proud.
It. That's nice.
I made that up myself.
I know we have to be careful here. Are we talking, is this the big nationwide company that comes to your house? And
that's what I did.
They're very good.
Yeah, they are.
You work for them?
Yes.
Really?
We carpeted Wrigley Field.
That's grass.
That explains the ball bouncing.
The boxes and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We are the official carpet for the Chicago Cubs.
Wait a minute, you were in the Carolinas.
But they have places
all
over.
It's a national
company.
Yeah. And you sold drapery also?
Window treatments.
I see.
But they scared me. Yeah. I still look. My palms are sweating.
So how long understand did you, where you're
all
going,
right, how long did you have? And this is
yes, it does.
This is fascinating. how long did you sell carpeting?
About 2 months.
So that didn't last. Why didn't that last long?
That was the problem. Okay. I was in the car all day, uh-huh. and we covered a 75-mile radius of Greensboro.
In the Triad?
Correct. So I could be close to Raleigh for my 3 o'clock, and I'd have to go all the way to—
Mount Pilot?
Yeah, Yadkinville, you know, Mayberry. For my 5 o'clock.
Well, so, did you have any interesting experiences when you were selling carpet? Was anyone rude to you?
Everybody was nice, except there was one time I thought I was going to— like something was going to happen. I was going to, oh, no, I'm going to be on the news tonight.
Why, you thought somebody was going to kill you?
I thought he was going to maybe sexually assault me.
Really?
Yeah. Before or after the procedure.
So did you walk into the guy's house and like there were moths flying around?
First of all,
it puts the lotion on its body.
I'll never forget his name, but I'm not going to say it. And he lived in High Point, North Carolina.
What was his first name?
Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny.
I would
and
like.
And he went by the name of Johnny. Listen, before I kill you and chop up your body into bits and throw them into my well, it's some wild stuff. I'd like the Mexican tile for the kitchen, please. That's some wild stuff. The name's McBride.
Yes,
here, I'm going to give you a cup of tea. I've got a sedative in that cup of tea, and then I'm going to take you down on my operating table. So the guy freaked you out a little bit?
Well, he was waiting for me when I got there.
How old was he?
Maybe 40, uh-huh. 40 to 45.
That's when it starts.
Prime offender age.
Exactly.
Prime sex offender age. Uh-huh.
And you know how young I am.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Still 25.
So I get there, and he's waiting for me outside the house.
Mm-hmm. Naked?
No, he did have clothes on.
I'm Chris Hansen.
Hello, Johnny.
And it was not in the best part of High Point, North Carolina.
Oh, I know High Point.
It was a low point of High Point.
It was not the lowest, but not
that
the top.
That High Point
not
can
high.
Get rough, boy.
Yeah, there, boy.
Yeah, there.
So I say, hey, Mr. Smith, nice to meet you. Let me get you. Looking for some carpeting?
Yeah, I'm
carpeting.
Johnny Smith. Right, so want to come into my kitchen for a second? Before I start selecting samples of carpeting, why don't I just get out of these tight things?
I'm the perpetually aroused Johnny Smith, and I am so glad to see you.
I'm looking to put some kitchen tile, but I want it in my bedroom.
What do you say? Shake.
I want to tile my shower.
I want to tile my pants.
Can you come up? And really, you only get a real good look at this shower when the water's running. Come up with me right now. I'm Johnny Smith.
Oh, I've gotten shower water all over
my
trousers.
Not his real last name.
I know. 40-year-old Johnny Smith.
Of High Point.
That's right. Okay, check in this paper bag. I got some chocolate bars and condoms. My name's Johnny Smith. Where's
of
Mrs.
High
Smith?
Point.
I'd like to pay for this carpet with cupcakes and lube.
Mrs. Smith's in the basement.
Well, unfortunately, he brings Mrs. Smith up. He's not happily married.
On a handcart?
He wished he'd never got married.
Mrs. Smith is in the basement under about 4 inches of concrete.
I understand. Yeah.
So anyway, I get to the... He's at
Does he really bring Mrs. Smith up?
Yes.
That's funny right there.
It's not.
Oh, Mrs. Smith, man.
They weren't getting along.
Did he talk about sex? Did he talk about sex with Mrs. Smith?
I didn't stay long enough.
She just never satisfied me. Can I
look
see
at
the
her.
Next, can I see the next carpet sample? I'd like to see your carpet sample, if that's possible. I'm Johnny Smith.
Of High Point.
Would you like some peanut M&M's?
Peanut M&M's.
Would you like some peanut M&M's while you're waiting? I'm just going to get naked.
He wanted one room of, he just wanted one room carpeted. Uh-huh. One of the 3 bedrooms.
The floor? So.
But when he meets me outside.
Hello!
So I thought that was kind of weird. He opens up the front
Over
door.
Here.
And all of a sudden, this aroma, this smell.
Oh.
This stench,
smell of sex?
I don't know what it was, but it had been dead.
Yeah, it's been
for
a long.
Several.
It's still been a long time for
I
you.
I literally start going.
Right. Oh, gag reflex.
Right. Smell of death.
Trying not to offend him because I do want him to buy carpet.
What was the odor?
It smelled. It just was. It
like
was just
something dead.
Something dead. Something rotten. Something. Yeah.
The smell
and
of
it just
smell.
And, the,
and then what?
As
happened?
You can smell,
well,
there's a lot of different odors going on in here.
Something dead.
That's it was I literally was gagging
inside the house.
I don't I hadn't even put one foot in yet, and I could smell it.
Yeah. You know, whenever I hear anybody tell a story, I really do think about that phenomenal scene in Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Where SWAT is surrounding this one house, and it's the wrong house.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, and then she's at the guy's house who's the real killer, and she's all by herself.
Maybe the greatest switcheroo ever.
And that really, I kind of picture that town that's looking like
felt.
High Point, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Johnny Smith.
So you smell like this, rotting corpse.
Everything was rotting, and I was
gagging.
Describe Johnny for us, please. I mean, he's 40 years old. You didn't give us any description. What did he look like?
He was tall, probably 6'3".
Uh-huh.
An African-American gentleman.
Okay. All right. We always knew from the previous time you were here, you liked that. That's right. You kind of prefer that kind of relationship.
Very, very thin.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All over?
All over, from what I could tell.
Uh-huh. And he was wearing what?
He had on some jeans and a t-shirt and a windbreaker on.
Well, that doesn't sound unusual. Sounds pretty normal.
What made you think he wanted you?
When we both finally step in, and I'm going and trying not to gag because I want to make a sale. So
Fine.
I'll always be closing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there is none of the windows that I can see because the house, you walk into the living room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you saw a kitchen and there was a hallway to the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't. All of the blinds were closed. There was no light.
I see.
And
just
it was
dark in there.
Yeah.
Were there lights turned on inside?
Not any.
And when the air was stagnant and heavy?
And the door to the house was this big old wooden door that just had a little one of those little square windows
mm-hmm.
that you could kind of peek in other than that. And it had a little mini curtain on it.
Nice.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Oh, Johnny.
And he turns to me, and we're barely into the house.
Yes.
Let me just close this right here. Uh-huh. And he started to deadbolt it.
Oh.
And it was one of those deadbolts that are like 5 inches long. Yeah. And I said, do you mind, Mr. Smith?
So you have your
your
flight instinct takes hold here.
I want to get the hell out of Dodge. So
I think Johnny saw the ad on TV and said, hey, this is a great way to get somebody to come out. But, I mean, you'd have to assume it's going to be a woman. Did you make a pre-call to Mr. Smith? Did you let him know that you?
We're not supposed to. We're supposed to show up on time and be there.
So they call, the main center for the company, and you just show up.
Right.
You do the close, always be closing.
Always be closing.
Was the deadbolt the one time, was that when the switch flipped that you said, I got to get out of here and not make this sale?
I go, oh, my God, I am freaking going to be on the news tonight. I'm
Peace
so pissed
be
off.
With you.
So he didn't just want carpeting, he wanted it laid.
I suppose. So anyway, I said, Mr. Smith, can we just keep this open? He said, sure. So then he proceeds. There's a couch right there.
Nice.
And he sits down.
Is
and
it
I'm
red
there
velvet?
Wait a minute. Yeah, so when he went for the deadbolt, you didn't split?
No, because I said, can we just keep it open? But I'm still trying to sell. You
know
what I'm saying?
So were you standing outside and trying to sell the carpet?
Now I'm about 3 feet into the house, and he sits down on this awful old couch that reeks of something unhuman. And he sits down on it.
Again, death? Or is it more biological?
It's more biological.
Ah.
So Johnny Smith, you think, is going to try to kill you, but you still, because you're such an exquisite salesperson,
you
still think you're going to go for the clothes.
Correct. I'm going to sell some carpet, damn it, today.
All right, good for you.
Okay,
right.
And it was my first call of the day, and sometimes your first calls of the day sort of played how the rest of your day was going to go.
Set the table.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm standing there with my samples, and I say, oh, let me go get a couple more things for you, Mr. Smith. And I ran out to my car.
And you split?
No, and I brought my cell phone in, so in case I needed to call right away,
I could. What you were doing is what they would tell you on the television shows you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to take that flight instinct, and you're supposed to go with it, even if it means losing a sale.
Yeah, but they frown upon that.
Did you make the sale?
You've always been so dedicated, Bethany.
I know. What I found out was Johnny didn't even own the house.
No.
Johnny was just burying his bodies in there.
Dun, dun.
He rents it.
Oh, yeah, so he's not even allowed to buy carpeting.
Right.
He wants to get some trim.
So I got all my, Mr. Smith, when you get all that letter from
Well, Bethann, we've got a surprise. We've got Johnny on the line right here.
Oh, that's good.
Johnny has called. No, we're going to go to Mike in Catonsville. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. How are you having a good day today?
I am, and I'm just reminded of the scene in Seven where the SWAT team goes into the back of the rented apartment.
Right.
and finds the air fresheners hanging all over from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
so
the body,
nasty.
They think it's a body. It actually is a live human that's been, you know, starved to death.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that all the right. fat guy? Is that the fat guy that they starved
oh,
to
this
death?
Was, this was a guy who was, the fat guy was gorged on food.
He oh, that's right. They put food in his stomach, the seven deadly sins.
Gluttony.
Exactly.
Is that Kevin Spacey in Seven?
It is. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. the bad guy.
Do you remember that one scene where he walks into the precinct house and you hear him go, "Lieutenant!"
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's one of the first movies.
Oh, that is a great movie.
That's one of the
and all his fingerprints are removed.
Yep, that's incredible. I love that movie.
Poor
and then
Brad
it's
Pitt.
And then it's the head in the duffel bag at the very end.
That's one of the first movies I took Carrie on a date to.
Hey,
nice.
You're an incurable romantic.
Nice.
Mike, thanks for the call.
Yes.
All right, and but no duffel bags with no heads in them, right?
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Beth Ann. She is a compulsive organizer.
Yeah, she was looking around for
she
something to do.
She was straightening because she could not stand just sitting and waiting to talk.
She was preparing.
If you've got any calls for Beth Ann McBride as we continue to figure out just what the F she's been doing over the last couple of years, give us a call, 877-365-3636. Let's go to Nick. I'm sorry, Rick in Nevada. Rick,
Mike,
you're on
Mike,
the mic.
How
are you, Rick?
Good. Hockey.
Yes.
Two hockey questions, important hockey questions, Mike.
I'll take a hockey question.
How many goals for Alex tonight?
I think Alex might get one goal tonight.
Really?
I think otherwise it's going to be, they're going to key on him after last night, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But for those of you around the country who have never been to a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs, there are a lot of great sports, and they're, baseball, football, everything's fantastic, but there's nothing like Game 7 in a Stanley Cup series. It is so intense. And, these guys are basically trying to decapitate one another out there.
There will be blood?
Oh, there might be a little blood. Absolutely. But I don't think Ovi's going to be, a factor tonight. I think it's going to be some of the other guys.
It's going to be the big wet blanket on him, I guess.
They're going to try, yes. So what's your next question?
Second question. What's Beth Ann's bra size?
It's funny you mentioned that, Nick. You're going to just have to wait and listen to your radio because we're going to be discussing that a little bit later, okay?
All right, thanks, bud.
Thanks, thanks very much, bud.
And because of her previous job, we'll be reporting that in square feet.
Yeah, this is right now really where she's been, what she's been doing later on in the show. Because after yesterday, when I really kind of gypped you for your time on the show, I decided that I would give you your fair shake here and let you know what was happening.
Thank you.
That's why we're talking about the fact that you risked your life.
I know.
Trying to sell carpet remnants.
Make $200
for that guy, the white haired guy with the little mustache that I wish I could do an impersonation of. Can I not do an impersonation of him?
It's probably best you don't.
Damn it. It's one of my favorites.
I thought,
call 1-800, that thing.
We'll come to your house.
Today, yeah.
For nothing but flattering, what can go wrong?
We'll come to your house and deliver our carpet samples.
Great company.
Day. It's a fantastic company.
The best.
Yeah, I can just say that. We're a fantastic company.
Been around forever.
And we are really disappointed that Beth Ann McBride didn't sell more pieces of carpet. If she hadn't been so afraid of getting raped, perhaps she would have been a
better soul. Were you thinking rape or murder?
Both.
Which first?
Oh, you know what? I think somebody's angry that you identified the guy as a black man.
What? But I think
somebody's mad.
Oh no!
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You got to want to talk to Beth Ann McBride?
I sure do.
She's right here, buddy.
Hi, BA.
Hey, Robert.
It's been a long time, baby doll.
How are your teeth?
Messy as usual, but the last time we were together, it was so hot. So musty, so sweaty.
Uh-huh.
I really miss her, and now she's enhanced herself. I really have to see those puppies.
Hey, Robert, did you eat any of those eggs that you cooked on the grill the other day?
Yeah, I tried to eat some of them, but it's salt. Yeah.
Incidentally, your grill is in the garage at the radio station.
That's my grill, right?
That's hey,
right.
Man, nobody's taken it yet.
You gave it to me. That's one of the reasons I called.
Hey, all I know is that, if you were to drive by, there might be a Weber grill that's in the garage here at the radio
station.
It's
gone.
It's not gone. You're lying. It's not gone.
It's gone.
Robert, it's going to look real good on the security camera.
Hey, Robert, we got to get off the line because we got Tom Green coming up on the show, okay?
All right, brother.
Thanks a lot for calling. Talk to you later. Tom Green is coming up next. We're going to talk to him about all the good things he's been doing, including currently a show that exists out of his living room, right?
Real.
And is this online exclusively? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, you can go see it now.
Really?
TomGreen.com.
Is he on TV anywhere else? Do you know anything about him?
He has a tour across the U.S.
Tour across the U.S., doing a show out of his living room online.
Right.
That's what we know about Tom Green.
Yeah. Go to the website.
I went to the website. I'm just trying to find out if there's any more information about him, okay, Empire Carpet?
Does a show from his house.
We'll have Tom Green on the show coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.